I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. An advisor reportedly woke President Barack Obama before dawn today with news that he had been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize.
Let me be clear. I do not view it as a recognition of my own accomplishments, but rather as an affirmation of American leadership on behalf of aspirations held by people in all nations.
The Nobel Committee cited his, quote, extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation between peoples, unquote. The prize comes at a politically challenging time for the president, and just a week after the failure on the international stage to secure the Olympic Games for Chicago. In a moment, 2004 Nobel laureate Wangari Maathai shares her thoughts about this honor. But first, in our political chat, we explore what effect the prize could have on the president's political fortunes here and abroad. Joining us to talk about that are Pamela Gentry, the senior political analyst for BET, Matthew Continetti of the Weekly Standard, and Abdurrahim Fukara, Washington bureau chief of Al Jazeera. Welcome to you all. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Matthew, you and I were talking earlier, and you and I both had the same reaction when our phones rang very early this morning. We both had the sinking feeling that something bad had happened, because so often when the phone rings early in the morning, it is not welcome news.
Right.
So that was your first reaction. What was your second?
Oh, my second was laughter.
Laughter.
Frankly, yeah, because the prize is, to me, completely divorced from any real achievement. I mean, the guy, Obama, has been president for 9 months. And if you look at the citation for the award, it shows, well, we really respect what he's standing for. Well, tons of presidents stand for things. If I were William Jefferson Clinton, for example, who has used his ex-presidency to have the global initiative, all these philanthropic endeavors, UN special envoy, I'd be furious, because not only does Clinton have 2 terms as president where he tackled or tried to tackle these international issues, he also has this legacy of a post-presidency. Obama has no achievements and no legacy.
Well, the jurors certainly can award the prize to whomever they wish. And as we've also discussed, that generally in awarding a prize, a group has an intention or a statement that it wishes to make. What do you think the prize committee's intention was in awarding it to Obama?
Yeah, the intention was to spit on George W. Bush, which the committee has done twice before. They did it when they awarded Jimmy Carter the prize in 2002, and they did it again when they awarded Al Gore the prize in 2007, I believe.
Abdurrahim, what is your take on that, and what international reaction are you picking up so far?
A lot of people in the Middle East would probably be a little surprised by the announcement, given the fact that, as it has been pointed out, President Obama has not been in office for a long time. In terms of practical achievements, he has a lot going in the fire, if you will, but so far nothing has been sewn up yet. Obviously, the notion that he's given people hope, and that is certainly very true in the Middle East when he went to Cairo and he said that he wanted to start a new page in relations between the United States and the Muslim world based on mutual respect. People in that part of the world obviously embraced him. But then came the issue of the peace process. That raised a lot of hopes, the position that he initially took, that settlements in the West Bank should stop and that peace negotiations should get going in earnest. But then he hit the wall, or at least that was the perception, when the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, seemed to have stuck to his guns over the issue of settlement. The silver lining, I think, in all this, in the eyes of a lot of people in the Middle East, will be that Obama may not necessarily have done anything to deserve this, but he needs it to keep up the momentum that he's started in terms of relations with the Muslim world and hopefully in terms of the peace process.
And Pam, what is your take on this, and how do you sense that this news is being received in political circles in Washington?
I think I think I can agree with a little bit of everything that's been said thus far, not 100%. But I think what's unfortunate about what I've heard this morning, earlier today, is that, you know, people are putting this in a political realm of a Republican president versus a Democratic president. But I think that's unfortunate only because right now it takes away an American president having received the honor, and I think that's probably something we don't want to forget.
Well, tell me more about what you're talking about for those who haven't had the opportunity to follow the news so far.
There's a great deal of criticism that he's probably received this award for something that he hasn't done, but for something that they're hopeful that he will do, and that oftentimes that this that this committee has, again, slapped the hands of former Republican presidents that they have not agreed with in their international policy. I mean, they considered former President Bush having been more of a hawk on wars.
But forgive me, Pam, that the Nobel Committee said as much. They said as much that they are awarding the prize to Barack Obama for creating a new climate, for giving multilateral diplomacy a central position, and for preferring dialogue and negotiation as preferred instruments for resolving international conflicts. They, in essence, said that the reason that they are awarding this to him is not for his sort of track record of achievement, but for changing the tone.
But I don't think they would have not awarded it to a Republican president had he done the same thing, is my point.
Is what disturbs you that the criticism is coming from Republicans, or that it's being seen through this partisan light, as opposed to suggesting that he's a Democratic president as opposed to the president of the United States, that he is still not being given the respect that you feel he deserves, or that most people feel he deserves, as the leader of the country?
That's my criticism. My criticism has been, and this was similar with the Olympic decision, that it was like, oh, Obama did not get the Olympics. Well, I don't think that was the point of the trip, nor is that the point of going after them. They were to get America to get the Olympics. And so I think that what we're not looking at, I think that the prism of partisan keep looking at it only through that the president is a Democrat or whether the president's a Republican, I think is a problem. And I think what it does is it's setting a bad theme of how we look at things under his presidency, and that concerns me more than whether he's deserving of it at this point or not. I do think that it's extremely early in his presidency, but I do agree. They simply said he's a hopeful president, and it's very symbolic of what they hope he'll be able to achieve.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Pam Gentry, senior political analyst and blogger for BET, Abdurrahim Fukara, Washington bureau chief of Al Jazeera International, and Matthew Continetti, associate editor of the Weekly Standard and an author. We're talking about the Nobel Peace Prize being awarded to President Barack Obama today, a surprise, I think, to all. Matthew, I don't think that Pam was talking about you specifically, but I think she is saying that it disturbs her that there's a tone of partisanship injected into criticism of the president. And do you think that that's true? Do you think that that's so far, that there's a sort of a partisan effort to diminish the award rather than sort of recognizing it as an achievement for the American people?
Well, we've only known he got the award for the past several hours. So, I mean, obviously there's going to be a partisan component to it. I'm not criticizing him from a partisan standpoint. I'm just saying, look what he's done. He's given a few speeches, and he passed a resolution in the UN Security Council saying the world would be better off with fewer nuclear weapons. Well, who's going to disagree with that? The proof is in the pudding. Is the Nobel Peace Prize going to do anything to help him in his negotiations with the Iranians? I don't think so. Is it going to do anything to help him with the negotiations to disarm North Korea? I don't think so. Is it going to help him do anything to get the Copenhagen Treaty by December on global climate change? I don't think so. And so what is he going to show for it?
Is your criticism well, let me ask you this though: is that what is wrong with the Nobel Committee deciding that it wishes to acknowledge a change in tone on the part of the most important international leader, who is the President of the United States? Is that inherently wrong?
The Nobel Committee can do whatever it wants. You know, the Rotary Club down the street can give Obama an award if they want. I don't care. I'm going to look at, well, what's the basis of it, and is the award deserved? I've felt that it was only inevitable Obama will get the Nobel Peace Prize. I just thought that they would wait until after he was president. But I guess
he's president.
Why until after his presidency?
Usually,
you know, with Carter, it was an ex-president. Gore never became president, but then they gave it to him anyway. Wait until he's an ex-president. But I guess it was a consolation prize for the Olympics.
Your tone is so negative in the sense that even just wanting peace or representing peace or representing being hopeful towards peace and setting a new tone, setting a new environment, to you is not marketable in the sense, I mean, is not worthy, is basically your sense of this, and that I almost feel as if this is the same conversation that we were having when he wasn't given an honorary doctorate University of Arizona, as I recall, that his body of work had not reflected him enough to earn it. But what's interesting enough is that he's actually won an election, one of the most hard-fought elections in our country, to become the first African-American president. I think that in itself is an accomplishment, and I think that also has set the tone for why the world is looking at him differently.
Let's hear from Matthew, and then we're going to take a short break, and we'll return with our roundtable in a moment. I want to hear again from Abdurrahim. Matthew?
Yeah, Pam, I think that's a great point. He did win an election. And I think then if the Nobel Prize Committee wanted to create a new tone, they should have given it to the American people for electing Barack Obama.
What about Abdurrahim? Can we hear a bit more from you about your thesis that the Nobel Committee is awarding this to Obama in an effort to sort of give him momentum? Tell us more about that, if you would.
Well, just as a follow-up to the heated discussion that you've just been having between the other two guests, I mean, it seems to me that it depends what how the Nobel Peace Prize Committee sees what it does. Does it see it in the context of the past, or does it see it in the context of what's yet to come? If it sees it in the past, in the context of the past, or even the present, then I do agree that up until this point, President Obama, compared with other Nobel Peace Prize laureates in the past, has not done the kind of concrete thing that, let's say, for example, President Carter or Yasser Arafat or Yitzhak Rabin were awarded the prize for in terms of helping achieve peace, although a lot of people would disagree with that. But if they see their mandate as awarding in awarding this Nobel Peace Prize as encouraging something which they see as being very important, not just for Barack Obama, the United States, but for the whole world, then I think the gesture becomes justified, because a lot of the things that we've heard from President Barack Obama have given hope not just to Americans, they've given hope to a lot of other people outside the United States.
And I want to give our listeners hope that we will continue this conversation in just a few minutes. We need to take a short break. We're speaking with Abdurrahim Fukara of Al Jazeera, Washington Bureau Chief of Al Jazeera International, Pam Gentry of BET, and Matthew Continetti of the Weekly Standard. I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Please stay with us. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the Barbershop Guys weigh in on Obama winning the Nobel Prize, and I'm making it back to the airwaves, and we will hear about another historic march on Washington. That's in just a few minutes. But first, a few final comments about President Barack Obama winning the Nobel Peace Prize. Our guests are Matthew Continetti, Pam Gentry, Abdurrahim Fukara. Matthew, you heard the Pam Gentry's overriding concern that this seems to be yet another example of ways in which partisans in the United States are trying to delegitimize the president as the president of the United States. I don't believe she was talking about you personally, because your criticism is more in the realm of what's the accomplishment. But could you speak to that point? She seems to feel that this sort of bespeaks a kind of a tone in American politics that she considers unhelpful and unhealthy.
I feel like Claude Rains in Casablanca. I'm shocked that there's partisan politics in America. This is just the way it is. And criticizing this choice of the Nobel Committee for its political purposes is not an attempt to delegitimize him. Look, final thought, with the Bush administration, we tested the proposition, is it better to be feared than loved? It didn't work out so well. Now, I think with the Obama administration, we're testing the proposition, is it better to be loved than feared? Something tells me it's not going to work out that well either.
What is better?
I'm not sure. I think you want to be both loved and feared, or respected, I think it probably is the way to be.
Abdurrahim, final thought from you?
Well, I mean, if this thing is, regardless of what the intention of the committee is, but if this thing is going to give him momentum to achieve something substantial in various areas, like getting rid of nuclear weapons, it's not going to happen on his clock, I don't think, but the fact that he's talking about it, if he is taken very seriously, if he convinces people around the world to take him very seriously, then that would be a big step. In terms of getting serious negotiations in the Middle East over Middle East peace, if this thing is going to give him momentum, then, well, the Nobel Peace Prize could always say, we don't have just one criterion for giving this award to people. We have many, and sometimes We even invent new ones as we go along. But in terms of concrete achievement, I do agree that so far President Barack Obama has not achieved anything substantial for which, at least using past criteria, he deserves the Peace Prize, the Nobel Peace Prize. But if he's going to help bring peace in the Middle East and other parts of the world down the road, it's well worth it.
I just want to mention, in a moment, we're going to hear from Wangari Maathai. She is the 2004 winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. She won the prize for advancing the Green Belt Movement. But first, a final thought from Pam Gentry of BET. Pam Gentry, given that the politics as we know them now, is this award a net positive or net negative for the president?
I think it's going to be, I think it starts out a net positive, but it could turn into a net negative if he doesn't come up with some success by the end of his presidency, in the sense of making some strides in peace, and whether that's in the Middle East, or how he ends up with Afghanistan and Iraq, and how he's going to be viewed historically overall. It could always be a footnote to any of his accomplishments on the international scene. But I do think, I have to agree, that there's one thing for sure, is that he's been given this honor, and we'd have no idea exactly what the committee was thinking, but I hope that it will be something that is accepted as an honor for an American president.
Pam Gentry is senior political analyst and blogger for BET. We were also joined by Matthew Continetti, associate editor of the Weekly Standard and the author of many books. He's also working on a book about Sarah Palin. And Abdurrahim Fukara, Washington bureau chief of Al Jazeera International. I thank you all so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Pleasure.